Kadesh yesterday, so I thought we would discuss this for a few moments. The halachos of Urchatz tonight. There are different minhagim that people have, obviously, for Urchatz. Does everybody wash? There's only the leader of the Seder wash, so that seems a little bit funny. It's not like, karpas is optional or something like that. So, you know, how exactly does this work? So we're actually pretty well prepared for this because we learned the Mishnayos and Masachta Brachos that dealt with the Gezeros Derabanan when it comes to Tumah and Tara. So one of the things that we discussed there is that Truma is very sensitive to contracting Tumah, that Truma can even be what's called a Shlishi L'Tumah, that even if you have something which isn't itself an Av HaTumah, and it's not even a first derivative, a Rishon, or a second derivative, a Sheni, so Truma can become a Shlishi. That's not like regular food. Regular food isn't so sensitive to contraction of Tumah. So for that reason, the rabbis wanted to make sure that people wash their hands, especially Kohanim washing their hands, before they would handle Truma. So there was a Din D'Rabbanan that was established that hands were Yadayim Shnios L'Tumma, that they were going to have a status of being secondary conductors of Tumma, which means that if you would touch Truma without washing your hands, so that you would actually be posel the Truma, and that's an Isser, a very serious Isser, being Mafsid Asatruma Biyadayim, quite literally, of destroying Truma. That's why we still have Netilas Yadayim today as a way of reminding people, especially the Kohanim, that when they handle Truma in the future, they're going to have to do Netilas Yadayim. But there's another Din D'Rabbanan that we discussed called Kol Shetivulo B'mashke. Kol Shetivulo B'mashke means that things that you dip into a liquid. Now, if you dip them into the seven special liquids that the Torah identifies, Mayim and Tal, water and dew, Dam, Yayin, Chalav, Shem, and Dvash, so then once the water comes into contact with the hands, so now you have like what we call the integral principle, I refer to it as such, based on calculus of Tum and Tara. Normally everything is a derivative, so you think your hands are Sheni L'Tumma, so the water should be a Shlishi L'Tumma. It doesn't work that way, that because it came into contact with the fluid, it's Machzer L'Yos Risho. That is to say, if you think about what goes on during Karpas, if your hands would be a Sheni L'Tumma, and you're going to stick your hands into the water could actually contaminate the Karpas to be a Sheni L'Tumma. And regular food is susceptible to becoming a Sheni L'Tumma, unlike Truma, which can only become a Shlishi L'Tumma. So that's the halacha of Kol Shetivulo B'mashke. So the Bali Atosos and Psachim say that really there's only a Din D'Rabbanan, there's only an Issur D'Rabbanan about eating food which is Tamei in general, based on the Pasuk, V'hiskadishtam v'yisam t'kedoshim. We don't really have such a Din anymore today because there isn't a formal halachos of Tumah and Tara in terms of going in and out of the Beis HaMikdash, so no bracha should be recited. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The other Rishonim disagree, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rush disagrees, but in any event, the Rambam rather and the Gaonim disagree against the Bali HaTosfos. So since there's a machlokas about whether a bracha should be recited on this instance of Kol Shetivulo B'mashke, so it's our practice not to recite a bracha in the context of Urchatz. Now it is interesting, if a person was using a fork for karpas, so none of this would be relevant, and yet we still encourage people, and this is the practice, to do Urchatz. And I think this points us in a very important general direction about the Seder night. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, so the Rambam discusses the Seder. It's a very interesting, it's almost like a split screen. The Rambam says, well, this is the way the Seder really should be. The Seder should be with the Karban Pesach, and this is how everything was supposed to work with the Karban Pesach. Well, we don't have the Karban Pesach anymore, so this is what you should do. Then the Rambam starts over again. He says, oh, well, if you have the Karban Pesach, you do X, Y, and Z. Since we don't have the Karban Pesach, you know, it's like the Rambam, you're writing in the 12th century, it's been over a millennia since we had the Beis HaMikdash and the Karban Pesach, so we understand that there's no Karban Pesach. So why do you keep on saying it? So the Rambam obviously is raising our consciousness that what Leil HaSeder is really all about is the Karban Pesach. That's the overwhelming emphasis. I think I mentioned the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel would stay up all night, not telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to learn the halachos of the Karban Pesach. And as such, it's a day of heightened awareness of Kadshim and of Taros. It's a night where we express the aspiration for the Geula Shlema. We celebrate the Geula for Mitzrayim, but we want the Geula Shlema to be able to have the Korbanos, and that's actually part of the brachos that we say during the Haggadah, v'nochal sham min hazvachem, min hapsachem, etc., you know, when the dam should be al kirmiz bachachal eratzon, so on and so forth. So this is a halacha that we keep basically one day a year. No other day of the year are we makbid on kol shetivulo b'mashke. So it's not just to raise the awareness of the children, that we'll talk about when it comes to karpas, that they should say, why are you washing now without a bracha? It's definitely for that reason. But even more to the point, it highlights the idea that we're maintaining the standards as they existed during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So in times of the Beis HaMikdash, people really would have to be careful to wash their hands before they were putting something in a dip such as water, because again, that could contract tumah to the food stuff that you were eating. Again, if yadayim are second degree tumah and they come into contact with water, then it becomes a rishon tumah, then you touch the food. That food becomes a sheni tumah, and v'iskadishtam v'isam kedoshim, you're not supposed to eat food which is tameh. So Pesach night is really the one night of the year where we actually are living as if, you know, the Beis HaMikdash was ready to come back, you know, at any moment. And that, I think, is like a very, very beautiful idea about how our consciousness of Geula is raised. Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki Ilu Yatzam Mimitzrayim. So just as the Jews of that generation were expecting to go into the land of Israel very quickly, and they were expecting Ve'vesi Eschem El Aretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi L'Sesusa Li'Avram Yitzchak U'Yakov. They knew that this was only stage one. Then there was going to be Matan Torah, then there was going to be Knisa L'Aretz Yisrael, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That was their mentality, so that should be our mentality as well. So Ur Chatz, even though it's the most esoteric part of the Seder, and again, we don't make a bracha, because it's a machlokas rishonim, whether we should make a bracha today. We follow the opinion, essentially, of the Bali Atosos not to make a bracha, because there's no formal iser today against eating food that would be tameh. But be that as it may, it reflects the idea that we have a very strong consciousness on Leil HaSeder of Kachim, which is also why, Kachim and Taros, which is why the Rambam, the way that he sets up his halachos of Chametz U'Matzah and Perek Ches, he says, if there was a Karban Pesach, so as if the Rambam is reminding us that that should really be our mentality. And just to bring this back down to a level that we relate to much more naturally, everybody should realize that the Din of Maror is only a Din de Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh, right? There is no such thing as Marar Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. There's no pasuk that says that you should eat Marar. The only pasuk that says to eat Marar is the pasuk says about the Karban Pesach, Al Matzos Umirorim Yochu. If you don't have the Karban Pesach, Marar itself is only a Din Darabanan. So the entire structure of the Seder is really revolves around this point. Korach will talk about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. This is what Hillel used to do, etc. So tonight of reminding ourselves about the significance of Kachim and Taros and the realm of the Beis HaMikdash more generally.